The repayment rate right now is around 94% in rural areas. Generally, if there is no problem of water, the repayment rate is 99%.
If you have succeeded so much in the rural area, it means you have a secret. What is your secret?
Yeah, our secret, in fact, is the training. Because in rural areas, when we started in 1998 in giving loans to small farmers, we experienced bad results. We had around 60% of repayment rate. And we started thinking about what to do to improve this. In our area, farmers, most of them are illiterate. We have to train them in local languages. And therefore, we started organizing them and train them.
What is usually the content of this training that has made farmers so successful?
There are various contents. There is a organization, how to manage an association. And we told them that we cannot give it to individuals. They have to be in groups. Therefore, the first thing is to organize the SHIC, a sort of cooperative, of 5 to 20 members. They have no guarantee. The only guarantee we got from them is what they call solidarity among members. It means that if one member is not paying, it's the responsibility of all the members. And also we ask them to participate, generally from 10 to 30% of the amount of financing they need. Therefore, the first thing is to organize them in association. Explain to them how the organization works. And this they have to have every month meetings, and we attend the meeting. That is the first thing. The second thing is the techniques of producing what they produce. If they produce rice, there is a technique. If they produce millet or sorghum, there is a technique. And therefore, we are not the only one organizing this training. We call for technicians to come and assist us in explaining to them the techniques. And the other training is how to use the credit, because it's an important factor. We explain to them, if you get a credit, it's not your money. It is someone else's money. You have to repay it, and the benefit, you keep the benefit for yourself. Therefore, you will take credit only for what you cannot do by yourself, which means that they could buy fertilizers with the credit, pesticides. And at the end, we ask them to save too. And we're asking them that each time you could save the equivalent in money of a bag of 100 kilos. You have produced rice. When you sell, you could save in your account the equivalent of 100 kilo of rice. That is the system we put in place. And so far, it works very well.
How long does it take to train the group, considering that you consider all aspects of production?
Generally, we organize the training 2-3 months before the rainy season starts. At least 2-3 sessions of training. One is on the organization and the financial side of it, and the other one on the technical side of it. And during the production cycle, our people on the field, they go there to meet those people, to follow up, to discuss with them the problem they have on the field and how to solve it. And generally, when they meet together, the monthly meeting in the organization, they explain to each another, the members explain to us what they did in order to overcome such difficulties they met on the field. And in this case, we have been very lucky in getting help from these various international organizations, which has allowed us to buy motorcycles to all our technicians on the field, allowing them to go every month to see what is going on during the production cycle. Therefore, if you are following them up, you know the problem right at the beginning before the repayment and take measures before, and all this helps them to succeed and also to repay our loan.
So it means the training is continuous.
Yes.
If people who are trained and they have already received the loan, they have a need for extra training. Is it still possible?
Yeah, it's still possible if there are many in the area, or if they change the production, they are producing rice, now they want to add millet or something else, we could organize another training for them.
People who are operating in the same area of microfinancing mm-hmm. as you do, what lessons do you think they can learn from you?
What they could learn is the fact that the key of success is the training, the follow-ups. And also you have to know the mentality of the people in the area. Because I am from the north, I grew up there. Therefore, I talk to people in their own languages. And when I take someone to follow up those farmers in their own areas, I take someone from the village who understand the language, who could talk to them in their local languages, and who understand also the mentality and so on. It's an important thing. And I think you could apply it everywhere, not only in the north of Cameroon, but everywhere you have the same situation.